his dirty stuff.
Here?
Probably. It's not. It's just little, little red root vegetables. Not as big, it's much smaller.
Oh, you're talking about reddish.
Okay. Do they grow?
Yeah. But it's a winter plant. You have to plant them in winter time. You go white ones and red ones and round ones and long ones. And I used to like to grow them white long as you get it bigger. Grow that long.
What about the little tomatoes that don't get any bigger than this?
The plum tomato.
And something that makes your eyes water if you cut it.
Onion.
What do you call the small onion?
Charlotte's.
Okay. And something you cook in the gumbo maybe. Vegetable.
What would you put in a gumbo that's green? Large Jesus child, you can put every vegetable there is in gumbo. Is there one special kind you're interested in?
Yeah,
bell pepper, as a rule, is the common one.
Mm-hmm.
You can put onions, bell pepper. You can even add carrots, chopped up mashed potatoes. All that can go into gumbo.
What about something that's green, about maybe this one? It grows sort of on a bushy plant, and it's sort of bristly on the outside and sticky inside.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
What about oak?
Okra? Well, you can make okra gumbo.
Okay.
You can also put a little okra in the regular chicken gumbo if you want to. Now, when you make the chicken gumbo, it's very little of these other things go into it.
Mm-hmm.
Very little. We make pure okra gumbo at home.
And
I'll tell you what it is. It's fast on your bowels if you eat too much of it. All right, now what did they season it with? Let me ask you that. What's the name of that stuff they put in that looks like pepper?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. Filet gumbo, or gumbo filet. You know what that's made from?
What?
That's sassafras leaves ground up. That's all it is.
And the part of the hog that... inside parts of the hog, do you call those?
Well, the nice word is entrails. The common word is guts.
What's a dish you can make out of that? Something people make with?
Oh, they make that, what the hell do they call that again? Tripe. No, tripe is beef. Yeah, chitlin. That's what I'm trying to think of. Hog chitlin. What it take? Usually, it consists just of the stomach of the hog, now not the guts.
Mm-hmm.
And that is cleaned out very thoroughly and cut up and cooked in a certain fashion. Now we never did use it at home.
When you say guts, you mean specifically intestines or just everything
yeah.
inside?
Well, when guts refers to the whole thing,
mm-hmm.
liver, heart, and everything. To me.
What different kinds of beans are there now, too?
Sweetheart, you've got about 10 different varieties of soybeans. I can't name them.
What about beans that people...
You have Kentucky Wonder beans, bush beans, vining beans. You have white bush beans. You have all varieties of butter beans. You even have some people have gotten a hold of some of these things called Italian beans.
Okay.
They grow about that long, and the beans in them are about that big and look just like an overgrown butter bean. When you peel them, you have...
What kind of bean is Kentucky Wonder? What would you call that type?
A Kentucky Wonder?
Yeah, but...
It's a string bean. Some people refer to it as a Kentucky Wonder string bean. You have a Kentucky Wonder stringless bean. They come in vines. Some of them are made in vines. Some of them grow in bushes.
What's the difference between string bean and whole bean or snap bean or green bean?
Well, now you're naming several there. There is a difference between some of them, but normally, basically, they're all the same.